everyone. I'd just like to extend a warm welcome to you to Bethlehem, whether you're here for the first time or the 1,001st time. You're all very welcome. I seem to have developed a frog in my throat, which isn't great. After the service, we will be serving tea and coffee in the hall across the way, so I hope that you will stay and fellowship with us afterwards. Also, if you would like prayer for any reason, just stay in your seat and someone will be happy to pray with you. I'm delighted to welcome Peter Goodall today with us for the first time. Welcome to you, Peter. It's good to have you with us. And Peter will be bringing us God's word later in the service. I've just got a notice from Mary. As you can see, the church is beautifully decorated with all the gifts that you brought for our harvest. But tomorrow, it will all be packed away and distributed to those who are in need. So if you have any spare time tomorrow, they'll be very grateful for some help between from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. They're gathering here to clear away. So if you have any spare time, please come tomorrow morning. Thank you. Another notice for those of you who are on church council, Ali sent us the notice yesterday, but we have to change the date, I'm afraid, because we discovered yesterday that Bethesda's church council is on the same evening, which is not great planning, is it? So we will come up with another date and you'll be informed very soon. So it's not Tuesday the 26th now. We have some birthdays today. Well, not today, but in the near future. We have Katie's birthday next week. We have also, if any of you know, Kathy Elvey, who comes here when she's in the UK, in Jersey. She's our friend from the UK. She'll be 60 on the same day. And we have Sylvie's birthday. And although it's not next week, she won't be here next week, so we will sing happy birthday and give her a card today. So.
Happy birthday.
Our call to worship comes from Psalm 147. How good it is to celebrate God's presence and to sing his praises throughout each day. And so we will sing God's praises as we sing Welcome, King of Kings. A prayer of adoration. Father God, we bow to you in adoration. We want to lift your name high in our service today. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. As the song says, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Jesus, you light up the world with your glory. We bow in adoration, basking in the warmth of your saving grace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. You cause our hearts to leap for joy. Fill us afresh today, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, forgive us, we pray, when we are reluctant to let go of the things that have been done or said to us that hurt us. Help us to understand more fully what it is to forgive, and heal us, we pray. Forgive us when we justify our own mistakes, but are harsh in our judgments of others. Help us to understand them better from the way that you treat us. Help us to understand more fully what it is to forgive, and heal us. Forgive us when we could offer forgiveness but withhold it. Help us to understand more fully what it is to forgive, and heal us. Forgive us, heal us, and help us to grow in the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God, that despite our many failings, you love us anyway. Thank you for choosing us to be your people, for calling us and equipping us to demonstrate your love to those we meet. Thank you for giving us your word, our guidebook for life. Thank you most of all for giving us your most precious gift, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived in our world, who died in our place, who rose again, and who is always with us. Amen.
Amen.
And now I'd like to invite Peter to come up.
Thank you very much, Diane, and the worship group for leading us into our harvest worship. It's lovely to be here, standing here as your new minister, and taking my place in the long history of ministry here at Bethlehem. It's a joy and a privilege to be here with you on this Harvest Festival and sharing the Holy Communion. And welcome to friends from other churches here today as well. And I have my own thanks for the wonderful harvest display that we see before us, for the beautiful flowers and the things that have been brought perhaps from your gardens, harvest gifts that have been given already. And later on, if you have any gifts, they will be brought forward and added to the ones that we see here. It's worth remembering, isn't it, that Harvest Festival isn't a human idea, but it's ordained by our Father God. In Old Testament times, the people of Israel were invited and commanded to offer their first fruits, the best of their harvest, the first fruits. That must have been quite a sacrifice to give away those fruits and vegetables and corn that you had spent so long tending and growing, but giving the best to God, trusting that there would be more to come. And God is faithful and good. And we rejoice today that season by season, God is faithful. And once again, we celebrate the harvest of creation today. And the harvest wasn't a selfish thing, a gathering in just for ourselves. It was a time when gifts were shared, when those in need were remembered and provided for. And that's true today as well, for these gifts will go to the Grace Trust to provide for their needs. So today, in our worship, let us come giving God our best, listening for his word to us today, and rejoicing at the harvest of our lives, the harvest of our lives, and the harvest of his Spirit here in Bethlehem. We welcome our children among us, and I brought with me today a book called It's Harvest Time, and it's a pop-up book. So I'm just going to stand here so that you can share in this book. Did you get any books for your birthday?
Birthday.
Oh, it's next week, is that? Oh, you don't know yet. All right, I've got that mixed up. Oh, well, perhaps you will. Well, did you like books? Yeah? Oh, great. What kind of books do you like? Reading books? Yes? Any particular ones with stories in? Oh, interactive books. Okay. Oh, well, this is a pop-up book. So if any other children would like to come and perhaps sit down here if you want to, so you can see the pictures a little bit better, then you're welcome to. But if you want to stay where you are, that's fine as well. Do you want to join us? Okay. Well, in this book called It's Harvest Time, it's got pictures of some seeds. It tells the story of some seeds, and we've got to try and guess what the seed might grow into, okay, in this book. So maybe you can help. Well, itsy bitsy golden kernel. Okay. What will you become? With lots of sunshine, my leaves grow tall and become a stalk in time for fall, or autumn, as we call it. Now, do you know what might grow from this? Okay. What do you think? Corn? Shall we have a look? Yay! Well done. Did you all guess right? Brilliant. It's time for sweet yellow corn. Do you like sweet corn? Yeah. Lovely, isn't it? Tough on the teeth, isn't it, if you're eating it off the... Okay, here's something very different. There's some very small seeds here. You can't see too well at the back. Oh, picture's opening. Oh, there you go. There we are. Not giving it away, have we? Funny pointy brown seeds. What will you become? Any guesses? Well, it tells us. A tall and leafy apple tree. They were apple pips, you see. They're the pips you get in an apple, which is the seed. You plant them and it can grow into a tall apple tree. It's time for juicy red apples. Yeah, tasty. Very good for you. Let's see what's next. Or even smaller, these. Sharp and spiky little seeds. What will you become? Beneath the dark, damp ground. Oh, that's going to give it away. Let's see if we can tell by that. Maybe we can show you the top. There's the top of it. Ah. What do you think? Oh, carrot spin. Oh, let's have a look. Yes. That's it. The best part of me grows down, down, down. Lovely carrots here as well, I can see. Very lovely baby carrots. They'll be very tasty. It's time for crisp, smooth carrots. Doing very well at this. Let's see. Okay, small and simple curved seeds. What will you become? From under the dirt, my roots will sprout. Until water and sunlight help a vine curl out. What do you think? Grapes? Should we have a look? Yes! Yeah! It's time for ripe purple grapes. Ah, look at these big, flat, smooth seeds. What will you become? White seeds. Have a look. Oh, yes. Become a jack-o'-lantern or a pumpkin in no time. Yeah, such a small seed. Something so big can grow. Brilliant. And it says at the end there, hooray for harvest time. Brilliant. Hooray for harvest time. It's a miracle, isn't it? The miracle of growth. Wonderful. And it's all God's handiwork. It's all God's work. Very well done for helping us learn about the seeds that grow into something good for us. Now we're going to, hopefully on the screen, watch a video that you might sing in school, perhaps, assembly, harvest assembly. It's called the Harvest Samba. Now, if you don't know it, that's okay. you can just watch, but if you get the hang of it when the chorus comes, you can join in and you can enjoy the fun video of these children. Now, this gives thanks to God, who is behind all of the harvest. Share a little bit about what is it that we harvest here in Jersey for today, but also added to that, a second question: what do you remember of the harvests of the past, harvests of years gone by? And we'll just have a sharing time. I don't know if we have a handheld microphone, we might not, but sorry, I should have given you a little heads up about that earlier, but just have a little think about what are the kinds of things that we produce here in Jersey, all different kinds of harvest, and any memories that you'd like to share of the harvests of the past, perhaps here in our church or on the land. So who'd like to help me answer these questions today? Well, just bring the microphone over. Thank you.
Yeah, we used to have big sheaves of corn when, farmers used to cut it by hand and that, and that used to be put up the front. And also a loaf of bread made in the shape of a she.
Yes.
And that was beautifully made. Sometimes we couldn't always get them, so they used to be frozen till the next year.
Right. Oh, yes, yes. I remember making a salt dough one with my daughter, Sally, and it lasted for years. Didn't make it to Jersey, though, I'm afraid. Yeah, remember the bread and the beautiful loaf that we can see as well here today. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
On the communion table and grapes as well. You've got it over there. Yeah. And grapes as well to represent water and wine.
Yes.
And as you say, the bread. And usually, and of course, the church was just full of everything from years ago.
Yes. Yeah. People perhaps grew a lot more and were more self-sufficient than we are, yes.
We grew some blackberries and some tomatoes this year in our garden.
Oh, great, blackberries and tomatoes from your garden. Right, and did you get a good crop? Oh really? Oh, so really good. Were you very pleased to see them grow? Yeah, I know. I'm sure others here are growing tomatoes and enjoying them. Yes? Yeah. Wonderful. We've just got a problem with the microphone, so we'll just speak up.
We used to have our baskets, and we used to all queue up the children, and we used to do the procession at the beginning and just take of our harvest.
That's
and
right.
Share that, and it really does make you remember and think.
Yeah,
that.
And again, a scriptural foundation for that, where the people would bring their baskets to the priests. Yes, that's true. Thank you.
When we talked about the abundance of harvest a moment ago, we've been away for 10 days, and Bill has some butternuts and pumpkins in the garden. And when we came back, they've grown right across the garden, way up almost to the kitchen and almost coming in on their own. And that is a true abundance of harvest.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
The other thing that we don't exactly grow in the island, but was very much part of our life at home, was to have limpeting and get shellfish, and almost when it depended where, harvest falls, if it's the right month. And we used to have a lot of shellfish. That was it didn't come to the front, but it was something we did in the home at harvest time.
Yeah. The harvest of the sea.
Yeah.
Was so important.
Yeah. I actually sent a picture of my biggest strawberry that's grown on my balcony, because it was like the advert that they do for M&S. you know, these chunky ones. And so I sent it to my sister so she could see my fingers and the size of this enormous strawberry. But it's, I've had, you know, they keep coming, but that was my biggest one. So I'm very thankful.
Oh, thank you. That's brilliant. Okay, oh well, thank you for sharing. Oh yes.
And we always had at our harvest festivals a lump of coal. This was when they used to mine, but it isn't quite as... Every harvest, I think, I should bring a piece of coal to remind me of my home and the harvest, because we always had a lump of coal in Yorkshire to thank the Lord for the miners that always went and, you know, got coal and things for the fires and the cookers in those days as well. Yeah.
The harvest of the mines, yes. I remember the same when I lived in Yorkshire, we did the same then, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So there's hidden harvests that are mined, yeah, the minerals and coal, yeah. So important. I wonder whether driving around at this time of year on the Jersey roads that you ever get stuck behind a tractor. And there's nowhere to go, is there? You just got to wait there, you know, behind the farmer or the grower. And thinking about that, it reminds me that, in a way, we're always behind the farmer. You see, we're always behind the farmer or the grower when it comes to harvest. They're always ahead of us, doing the ploughing, the sowing, and the reaping. And then other people doing the packing. So many people that we don't know, but who are working on our behalf. That we're always behind the farmer, they're always ahead of us. And we thank God for them today. For those people without whom our supermarkets would be empty and we would be hungry. So thank God today for the growers, for those behind the harvest. So we're going to now dedicate the gifts of our harvest, and if there are any other gifts to bring forward, then we will do that during our hymn, and then I will say a prayer at the end. So we're going to sing the traditional harvest hymn of gathering, Come Ye Thankful People Come.
Good morning. Today the reading is Luke 9, 57 through to 10, 21. The words of Jesus. The cost of following Jesus. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He said to another, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God." After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you. For the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal those who are ill and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome. All the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Thanks be to God.
Amen. If I was to orange and try a sentence, I'm sure it will be sweet. But in the reading that we heard there, like a lemon, there's a sharpness to it, isn't there? There's a sharpness to it. This is sucking our teeth a little bit. Great challenge to us, the word of God for us today. The disciples were sent out by Jesus. Sometimes they and their message was welcomed, sometimes their message was rejected. And isn't that true today as well? Some receive, others reject. The disciples went with very little, but they had the power and the authority of God, the commissioning of Jesus, and that was enough. Bring in the harvest. And those that they went to were ripe. They were ready for the good news. They were waiting for a word of good news. They needed the Lord. And friends, that's true today. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. They might not always admit it. In our relative affluence, we can think that we have everything we need and can live independently of God. We don't need God. But the needs are there. People need the Lord. And like the coal in the ground, much is hidden for people. Perhaps we don't see the needs, but they're there in their hearts. In their hearts. They need the Lord. Perhaps there are secret tears. Perhaps there are hidden fears that people have. Broken dreams. People need the Lord. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he can still heal broken hearts when he's given all the pieces. When we give him all the pieces, he can heal us and restore us. He has the power today to change lives. And by God's grace, we can say that he has done a work in our lives. We have been gathered in to this place. And today, our Harvest Festival, it's a good time to remember those Christian mothers and fathers in the faith. Those people who introduced you and me to Jesus. To help you on your way in faith. To help you to hear the call of Jesus saying, come, follow me. So think of their name today, or names. And thank God for them and rejoice that they live on in heaven above. All in the end is harvest, and we shall see them again. And now we are sent from here today. We are sent out from this place by Jesus as his disciples to continue the harvest, the plowing, breaking up the ground, helping people to know that God is good and Christians are okay. The sowing of the seeds of faith. The growing, the tending, the nurturing, and in the end, the reaping. And may God give us the grace to know what season we are in, where we need to do this plowing and the sowing and the reaping and the gathering in. The keeping. We all have different callings, different ministries, but it is one ministry of the Lord Jesus. A Christian has written these words about how God sends. One is off to a foreign soil, to work a distant land. Another anchors close to home, to hold a neighbor's hand. who has served the Father most, and who has labored best. That life devoted to our God, that devotion will be blessed. One shouts the gospel in the streets for everyone to hear. He's bold to everyone he meets, and the word is loud and clear. Another cries alone and prays in silence on her knees before the throne day after day where human eyes don't see. We work the field of souls, together, you and I. Some fields are blooming now and other fields are dry. We are not the same, but differences aside, we will work the field of souls, together, you and I. And I give myself to that cause, to partner with you. We can't do it alone. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from one another, we can't do anything. But together, we can see that miracle of growth, that miracle of harvest. Small things can lead to great things. It begins with a seed. So never think that God is finished with you. Never think that what you have is far too small. It can't be used. You haven't got the resources. You haven't got the time. You haven't got the energy. And you're going to keep it. Don't. Give it again to God today, however small it is. And he will bless the seed. And he will cause new life and new growth in his time, in his way, according to his perfect will. Just want to close. I'd like to speak for longer, and I'm sure on other Sundays I will, but we've got a lot to get in today. But words of William Wilberforce. I think he was a famous Yorkshireman.
Is he a Yorkshireman?
Yes. Got a thumbs up from my friends at the back. William Wilberforce, who was from Hull. I should know that. My mum was born in Hull. So obviously, he worked and gave himself for the liberation, emancipation of slaves, end to slavery. And he gives us this word of encouragement. Things great have small beginnings. Every downpour is just a raindrop. Every fire is just a spark. Every harvest is just a seed. Every journey is just a step. Because without that step, there will be no journey. Without that raindrop, there can be no shower. Without that seed, there can be no harvest. So give the Lord the seed of your life, the seed of your faith, the seed of your prayers, the seed of your love. And trust God to provide for today and tomorrow. You are God's field. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen. A moment of quiet prayer. Let us pray as we think about what God has been saying to us by his Spirit. Continue in prayer as Diane leads us in our intercession.
Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, the time of sowing and the time of reaping are yours. The time of weeping and the time of rejoicing are yours too. Thank you for the time of sowing and the time of reaping. let there be harvest in your world. We pray for those places in the world where the crops have failed, and for those where poverty is the result of human aggression and human greed. We pray especially today for those struggling to rebuild their lives in Libya, where so many have lost their lives after floods caused two dams to fail. We pray that aid agencies can access those areas which need help the most. We continue to pray for those affected by the recent earthquake in Morocco. We pray that they can get food, water, blankets, and medical supplies to the remote villages hardest hit. We pray for a harvest of peace and plenty. Let there be harvest in the hearts of children, women, and men. We pray for those who are spiritually starved, who long for meaning in their lives, and who need to belong. Give your church patience and energy, boldness to speak out, and the ability to listen. We pray for street pastors, for those helping with Grace Trust, for our messy vintage teams sharing your word in care homes. There is a harvest out there, Lord. We pray for a harvest of faith and of lives transformed by the gospel. Let there be harvest in our own lives and in the lives of those we know and love. We pray for those who are sick or troubled, for those who are lonely or who have suffered loss. We continue to pray for Anne, still in hospital awaiting an operation. And we remember Jimmy and Doreen in our prayers as they prepare to go to Southampton next month for Jimmy's operation. We pray for ourselves that whatever difficulties we face, we may reflect your love to those we meet. We will have a time of open prayer for you to express out loud or in your hearts those concerns that you have.
Thank you. alongside us just for coffee in a very small little cafe in the Scottish Highlands. And in that moment, she just poured her heart out to me, Father, and told me of the loss of her husband in her early 40s and her only daughter, who she brought up alone, who had just not that long ago been killed in a road accident. And Father, I told her we were praying for her. And so I do invite you all now just to think of this lady who isn't known to any of us, but who God put alongside just for that brief moment, so that we could all ask for peace to be upon her. I thank you, Father, that you provide these God moments. Lift up these prayers in the name of your Son. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we bless us always.
Closing prayer from Lectio 365. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we meet. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say, Amen.
Amen.
And we join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Those prayers are being asked.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and following his example, we take this bread and drink this cup and give thanks to God that he loved the world so much that everyone who has faith in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. We celebrate his perfect sacrifice on the cross and his glorious resurrection and ascension. We declare that he is Lord of all, and we prepare for his coming in his kingdom. We pray that through his Holy Spirit, this bread may be for us the body of Christ, and this wine the blood of Christ. Lord, accept our sacrifice of praise, and as we eat and drink, unite us to Christ as one body in him. And give us strength to serve you in the world as your disciples and friends. To God be praise and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
As we have the gifts in front of the harvest bread, we are not able to kneel there this morning. For today, we shall receive at the front a continuous flow. The bread and Doreen will share the wine. And there is gluten-free bread for those who would like it, if you just please ask. And if anyone would like to receive in their seats afterwards, then we will bring bread and wine to you. Jesus loves you and died for you. He is here. Come to his table. Draw near with see the body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you, and his blood which was shed for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. Come, for all is ready. Gave yourself for us. Now we give ourselves to you, asking that our life may be part of the life of your kingdom, that our love may be your love, reaching out with the good news of Jesus. In his name we pray.